Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, soldiers come forward to speak out the unthinkable. I'm going to play video after video after video showing you the truth of the matter as to what war is about and what takes place, namely in this particular situation, Iraq, and wars in general. And I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You just heard during the break, the propaganda outlets, that all these business owners are just getting, you know what, they're at the end of their wire concerning people that have not quite gotten vaccinated. Do you see what the government's doing, friends? They're stealing away money from the taxpayers, coppers. They're going to the businesses, and they're saying to them, do what we tell you to do, and we'll support you throughout this whole pandemic. Put that up against Jeremiah 11:9. And the business owners are, in some cases, going along with it. But to suggest that a majority of the people in business are agitated with their employers, keep in mind that it's a majority of the people that the government's having a hard time getting vaccinated right now in the United States of America, because a majority of the American people will not get vaccinated. So, again, you're listening to the propagandists. Okay, if you want to defuse the propagandists, then shut off the mainstream media. That's just how it works. Okay? I mean, this is as if to suggest that, you know, people now are not awake to this, that CDC, the corrupt CDC, 11,940 are dead, 618,648 are injured following the experimental COVID-19 injections. And we're supposed to just act like this is not happening, friends. But now you understand what foreigners feel like when you allow your government to attack them, don't you? Isn't that what's happening? Let me show you what's happening over in Europe. They have over 20,595 people dead, 1.9 million people injured. 50% of them are serious. And this is reported in the European Union database of adverse drug reactions for the experimental injections, what they have labeled COVID-19 shots. I also want to highlight one more thing for you, friends. Again, let's just pretend that what they're telling us is true when, folks, nothing could be further from the truth concerning what we're seeing in front of our faces today. But it's interesting to note that thousands upon thousands Tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured fight censorship to bring their stories to the public. How come all those, friends, if they're not 6 feet under the ground, I say that respectively, but how is it that tens of thousands that have went along with the propagandists and have received their experimental injections, how is it that they're being censored from telling the rest of us concerning one of the 400 adverse side effects that they have now experienced? How come we're not hearing about none of that? Well, folks, you are hearing a whole lot about that from the Sons of Liberty Media.com because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to go over to now a friend of mine who is a Delta Airline stewardess. And just to line this up again in the present, this is brand new what I'm going to show you. And what it is, it's all the people lined up at the airport in Minneapolis, Minnesota, getting their experimental shots. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and play this, and I'll narrate throughout the duration of this 12-second video. But there is not one person in line getting vaccinated. Not one person in line getting vaccinated. This coming directly from a Delta stewardess concerning straight from the airlines at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. Nobody's there. See, this is what they're mad about. This is what they're angry about, is people aren't just playing along with it. And for those that are just playing along with it, I want you to just think with me for a moment, okay? Because I'm hearing some stories come out because there's people that are parroting the mainstream media today, attacking people that haven't been vaccinated as the threat to their health. You are playing into the hands of the Third Reich in the modern day version. You're playing into the hands of those that are responsible for, at the end of the day, genociding a lot of people back in Hitler's Third Reich and during his time. I want to say to you, those that are going along to get along, now you have the option to do whatever you want to do, but this is the fact of the matter, is because, again, we have heard that 94% of the American people don't believe the media. Put that up against John 8:44, and you'll understand what I'm saying. And 94% of the people don't believe, but yet they went along with the mainstream media and Bill, Mr. Depopulation Gates, and his little henchman, Anthony Fauci, who's now being sued, by the way. It's interesting how they just went along with whatever they said, regardless if there was facts submitted to the candid world or not. Well, they didn't prove the point. They still haven't proved the point. The fact of the matter is, by them censoring, big tech companies censoring doctors that are trying to tell you the truth, that should tell you right there as to what you're dealing with, that you're being lied to about these experimental injections. But I want to say this to those that have just gone along with it. Everything that's been told to them, they just go along with it. I have a picture in front of me right now where people are walking on all fours. Okay. And they have blinders on their eyes. They can't see, right? If the government said that starting tomorrow, the public must crawl on their hands and feet because the virus hovers at 3 feet and above, a lot of people would be doing it. Don't tell me that that's far-fetched, because I remember in the state of Minnesota here, this subversive, this treasonous Tim Walz, they call him the governor of the state. It's interesting, he violated the Constitution over 20 times by creating unconstitutional edicts by attacking businesses. And you all know why he attacked businesses, right? He attacked the businesses because they were driving that support that small businesses had to big corporations who aggrandized their wealth over 27% during the pandemic. And now it continues on. But what I want you to remember, friends, going back to the point, if you think for one moment that this is far-fetched in the sense of how people would just go along to get along, why don't you open up your eyes and pay attention to the last 14 months in this country, and you tell me that this is far-fetched, because I'm here to tell you right now, friends, it's not far-fetched. It's the truth of the matter. And friends, it's the truth that makes men free. And if we hold to the truth and demand justice, we can put an end to all of this real quick. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Okay, so let's go to the next point. Again, I just wanted to throw at everybody, friends, the compliance is just staggering. Even if it's small numbers, it matters not. It is staggering to me. If there was any trust that I had for mankind in this country over the last 14 months, it has been completely stripped in every sense of the word. Not that we're supposed to put our trust in men. Nope. Jeremiah 17:5. Trust in the Lord. There's the blessing. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. But with that said, friends, this is in fact what would happen if the government said that starting tomorrow, the public must crawl on their hands and feet because the virus hovers at 3 feet and above. A lot of people would be doing it. Now, I was just making the point during the last segment that the subversive here in the state of Minnesota, treasonous Tim Walz, it's interesting that the Friday before his unconstitutional edicts expired, however that makes sense to the uneducated, I know not, Hosea 4:6. But it was interesting, on a Thursday, everybody had a mask on. We were in a restaurant, we were the only ones without a mask on, and we'll continuously go down that road. But the fact of the matter was, everybody had a mask on. Friday, when it expired, every single person in that same restaurant, not a one, had their mask on. So don't tell me when Caesar speaks that all of you subjects, you serfs, don't listen. And I'm talking to those that don't know their right hand from their left hand concerning what's going on in this country today. But I do want to go over and just remind everybody, friends, again, as I just did a moment ago, that everybody's lined up at the airports to get vaccinations when, in fact, friends, again, nothing could be further from the truth. There's not a person in line getting getting a vaccination, as they call it. And what's interesting, friends, again, this is the problem that they're having. This is why they're attacking Americans today. This is why they're trying to get their little subjects to snitch on people. This is why they're trying to get their little subjects to turn on each other. And I want to tell you what Scripture tells us. The love of many wax old because of the workers of iniquity. And it's exactly what's happening, friends, because if they truly loved God, they would obey God. And if they really loved and obeyed God, they would deal with the criminals rather than the innocent. But what are they doing? History's being repeated. Once again, because Americans don't want to learn from history, shame on you. The world's awake and Americans are still trying to figure out what's going on. And again, those countries all across the world, friends, are waiting for you to take your rightful place in dealing with corruption, because when it stops here, it stops there. Most Americans today are, well, they're okay with the appeasers. And I want to show you another appeaser. We got a brand new one. Madison Cawthorn, I believe he's from North Carolina. This was posted, and it's interesting. The conservatives posted it. Yesterday's liberals, good for nothing to be trodden underfoot, Matthew 5:13. And here we have another example of doing nothing but talking big. And I want you to look at his face, and I want you to look at his countenance, and I want to ask you, does he look like he's worried about what's going on in this country? But it's interesting as well, as I shared with you the other day concerning Congressman Thomas Massie, how all of a sudden now it becomes really important that we kick back against the likes of Nancy Pelosi and her criminal tenure. Well, she's been there for a long time because of something called voter fraud. You know it, and I know it. So let's deal with the issues. We don't need to keep talking about the branches on the corrupt tree. We need to lay the axe to the tree, as Scripture tells us to, through judgment, right? 94:16, read the book of Psalms. Psalm 94:16, the Lord saith, who will fight on my behalf against the workers of lawlessness? So let's go over here. I want to show you this new appeaser. Again, his name is Madison Cawthorn. And again, look at his countenance. And does he look like he's worried about what's going on? But notice the big words. And what are the big words for, friends? To merely appease the American people, to suggest that you might believe deceptively that they actually have the issue well in hand, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Check this out.
Carolina, seek recognition.
Madam Speaker, I seek unanimous consent to address the House for 1 minute.
Without objection, the gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, you are not God. Your will does not bend the forest or shake the mountains. And let me assure you, your will does not bow the knee of millions of my countrymen who refuse to heed your callous command. To threaten arrest on others for their own personal medical decisions is nothing short of a medical apartheid. And I will not let it stand. For if I am to cowardly bend the knee here like those on the left wish, then what is to stop you all from taking your tyranny to the rest of this country that I love? How dare anyone in this institution attempt to dictate to the patriots of my staff they may live their lives? For one to think that because they have the title honorable attached to their name means that they may dictate what others may say and think repulses me. What makes this nation special is that in this free land, the people are the royalty. So arrest us if you will, but I will not cower, and I will not
bend. Arrest us if you will.
Madam Speaker, you have come to take away our liberties. But Madam Speaker, in this country, you are outnumbered.
Okay. Madam Speaker, you have come to take away our freedoms. Isn't that called treason? Wouldn't it be a good idea for Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina, I believe that's where he's from, wouldn't it be good for him to actually read the Constitution and, well, make reference to Article 2, Section 4, and then once she's impeached for treason, Article 3, Section 3, then she's prosecuted for treason? You're outnumbered. Oh, that's what Madison said. The fact of the matter is, Madison, it doesn't matter if I'm outnumbered or not, Psalm 27. What matters is, am I on God's side or am I on the devil's side? Okay? Because the fact of the matter in this country, she's called a violator of law, a transgressor of law. She is an outlaw. That makes her a criminal. Okay? And to suggest that she's outnumbered matters not. What matters is she broke the law, and it's for you to draw up the articles of impeachment, which you have failed to do. So, folks, I want you to take a look at another appeaser that we have, Rep. Madison Cawthorn. talking big, doesn't know what he's talking about again. He's just trying to appease the American people. And if he isn't, friends, then we need to see someone drop those articles of impeachment concerning the criminal, Nancy Pelosi, which we all know is a criminal. And if not, then again, here you have a new appeaser added to the bucket of what we call here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com the American appeasers. They do absolutely nothing but talk big. I want to kind of just branch off from that really quick because I had a conversation yesterday. And folks, when I go to churches, just so everybody understands, when I go to tea parties, I want everybody to understand, when I do radio interviews or if I do television, I am challenging people. You need to understand that it's my job as a preacher to lay the axe to the root of the tree, to slay sin, not to play with it, which is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, and then check out Exodus 20 when you get a moment. And when I see, when I go to a church, that the preacher is challenged every single time without fail, they act like they're my best friends. They ask us to come back almost without fail. And I'm talking about the preachers that were challenged by my message because they want the people in number. These preachers, you've been taught to call them preachers. They're the hirelings of the day, John 10:12. They want the congregation to see that they're on the same page with me because at the end of the message, every single time, there is a standing ovation. I'm saying that for the very purpose. I'm likening this to today's conservatives. Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven, the doctrines of the conservatives of the day. That was the Herodians back in that time that said, crucify him, crucify him. And it was the Pharisees of the day, the religious hypocrites that we were also told to beware of in Mark 8:15 that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Okay. By the way, that's in John 19:15. Well, I just had a conversation yesterday, just did a church. The guy asked me, texted me, love to have you come back. We'll double what we had this time, so on and so forth. Well, now that it's time to get off the road and get booked up again and get back out there, we reach out. We don't get a return phone call. We don't get a return phone call. We don't get a return phone call. Not once, twice, three times. Okay? Three strikes, you're out. What's interesting is I have a friend that is an international preacher. And I can call him right now, and without fail, I'll have a reply to my text within 5 minutes, without fail. 10 max, okay? These guys, they have 25 people in their congregation, and you can't even get a phone call back from them. Why? Because there's no integrity. Why? Because they're not born of the Holy Ghost. But we just found out this one particular guy, he just got back from a meeting with now Billy Graham's grandson. Remember Billy Graham, right? The controlled opposition, 1 Kings 13:33, that's led America to where it's at today. And by the way, that's your own doing, not the Lord's. Real Christians stuck to the Word of God and followed Christ. They didn't follow Billy Graham. Well, his up-and-coming son, Franklin Graham, now, remember, he's the guy that said, love your neighbors, yourself, and go out and get the vaccination right on cue, right? These are the guys that keep pointing the finger back to submission to corruption in government. I'm talking about the grands. Now we have the grandson doing the same exact thing, saying that, well, guess what? If we don't get a hold of Congress and the Senate this time around, all is lost. Folks, I've been hearing that for 23 years. And it's interesting to note that the Grahams keep pointing their finger back to submission to government, and I'm here to tell you first and foremost, our rights come from God, not from the government. The government works for us. That institution is ordained of God. It's also interesting to note that they keep pointing the finger back to Donald Trump, and Scripture condemns it every single step of the way. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also check out Isaiah 30 as to what I just said. We'll be right back after this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says infrastructure is not a luxury, it's a necessity. McConnell praising Republicans and Democrats on the Senate floor who negotiated a roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously as well.
The measure would upgrade highways, bridges, public transit, water systems, and broadband access. McConnell saying Republicans look forward to a robust period of debating and voting on amendments to the bill. House Republicans have released an addendum to their Origins of COVID-19 report released last year, concluding that evidence points to a leak from a Chinese lab as a source of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The man charged in the death of college student Kristen Smart in 1996 is in court on Monday. Prosecutors believe Paul Flores killed Smart during a rape or an attempted rape after the two left a party over two decades ago. A judge will hear arguments and witness testimonies over the next few weeks to determine if there's enough evidence for a trial. A member of the squad is not happy the eviction moratorium lapsed over the weekend.
Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Also go above, you'll see a little tab there that says Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Go to that, click onto it, join us over there, please. And again, subscribe to the page, social media platforms on the right side. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, and go ahead and check us out. We're live on the left top side of that page. Michael Roach, my friend over there, runs that page, and it's just our way of saying thank you to Michael, and that's what I'm doing right now, and we appreciate you guys over there as well for giving us the exposure that you do over on BeforeIt'sNews.com. So, folks, there's a lot of different avenues you can find us on, but again, you're going to have to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com to find those. And with that said, let's get to the main topic here. Soldiers come forward to speak of the unthinkable. I want you to think about this. Out of the 245 years that we have been a country, okay, do you know that 222 years we have spent in war? Do you know that we have 737 military bases across the world? There's 162 countries. I can't find in the Constitution where it tells us that we have the authority to do that. But they're doing whatever you're letting them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing. Okay? I mean, I want you to think about these. Dominican Civil War, the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, war in South Zaire, Lebanese Civil War, invasion of Grenada, bombing of Libya, tanker war, invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, Iraq no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention into the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, Vietnam War, war in Somalia again, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention. Notice the words, friends. What they're saying is they're doing the opposite, okay? Isaiah 5:20. American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War, American intervention into Libya, Afghanistan. Folks, it goes on and on and on. 222 years of the 245 years that we have been a country, we have been attacking some country. And you can rest assured, you already probably have the answer as to why that is. They cast into the minds of the American people that they're some evil monsters that need to be dealt with, when in fact the truth of the matter is they're not submitting to a global order. And we send our military over there, and then we kill innocent people. Am I saying that in every given scenario? Absolutely not. And before you jump to conclusion with me, some of you, I come from a military family, and nobody honors our military men that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and in the spiritual, first and foremost, concerning the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary while he bled it red as the propitiation of the sins of the world, not just for me, but for the sins of the world, okay? 1 John 2, check it out when you get a moment. So I want to go fast forward really quick, and I want you to check this out. This is Smedley Butler. He was a decorated Marine, and I want you to listen to what he has to say about all of these wars, okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to some of the soldiers so you can hear what they're doing in these wars and who's giving them the directives to act in such a fashion that they are. So you ready for this? Let's go for it.
War is a racket. It always has been. A few profit and the many pay. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I helped make Mexico safe for American oil interests. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National Citibank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the International Banking House of Brown Brothers. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests. I helped make Honduras right for the American fruit companies. In China, I helped see to it that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best that he could do was operate his racket in 3 districts. I operated on 3 continents. War is a racket. It always has been. A few profit and the many pay.
Did you hear that? The few profits and the many pay. Maybe that quote fell from the lips of war criminal Henry Kissinger, also a known pedophile that sits next to the president after president after president since Nixon, I believe, directing them as to what country to attack next. Boy, this is just interesting history, isn't it? Hey, folks, I want you to put this up, what I'm showing you right now, up against when our forefathers were in a war. Keep in mind, when our forefathers were brought to war, they were the ones that led it up themselves. Today in America, what they do is they like to send your boys, and if you think I'm kidding, go to Arlington Cemetery so you can find firsthand with your eyes and your ears as to all these boys that are coming back from Iran and Afghanistan, Iraq and Afghanistan, even today, and you will see acreage after acreage of the new headstones of our boys that have come back from these unconstitutional wars. Now, going back to Henry Kissinger, keep in mind, he's the one that said, of those boys, he's the one that's responsible for saying, of those boys in our military families, friends, remember, freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom is given unto us to do what we ought to do, because we know that freedom is not free. We are a blood-bought nation. Henry Kissinger said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. Well, I want to show you firsthand from some of these soldiers as to how they're being used. I played a little bit of this on Saturday, and I knew after I found this new site that these guys were causing some serious damage to the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back, I believe, in January 17th of 1961 by President Eisenhower. We were warned about this a long time ago. Remember what Smedley Butler just said? Where the few profit and the others pay. Okay? I want you to check this out. And again, I want you to hear what this young man has to say. And it's just a short piece. And then I'm going to get to some new videos, audios for you, so you can hear firsthand as to what these wars are about. Now, I want to set this up because these are Iraqi war veterans, okay, that are coming out and telling you the truth of the matter. Keep in mind, after September 11th, our government did not know who to attack, said General Wesley Clark. I'm not going to play that today, but we played it several times on this show, okay? Both the audio and the video. He said that there were seven countries that they needed to take down. In every single one of them, we have attacked since then. He also said that he was told by his superior that we need to go after Iraq. And he had told the audience on this video, this audio, that if there was not an oil president, natural presence there, he's talking about oil, he said we would not have a military presence there. Okay? And so we know that Cheney made $35 billion off of that war, off the blood of our boys. And the American people let these people live off the backs of the innocent. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Okay? I want you to check this kid out. His name is John Michael Turner, and listen carefully as to what he has to say.
Good afternoon. My name is John Michael Turner. I currently reside in Burlington, Vermont. I served with Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines as an automatic machine gunner. There's a term, once a Marine, always a Marine, but there's also the term, eat the apple, F the door. I don't work for you no more.
That was John Michael Turner stripping his medals and ribbons from his chest and throwing them into the audience to the applause of attendees at Winter Soldier. Turner then went on to describe some of his time in Iraq.
On April 18, 2006, I had my first confirmed kill. This man was innocent. I don't know his name. I called him the Fat Man. He was walking back to his house, and I shot him in front of his friend and his father. The first round didn't kill him after I hit him up here in his neck area. And afterwards, he started screaming and looked right into my eyes. So I looked at my friend who I was on post with, and I said, well, I can't let that happen. So I took another shot and took him out. He was then carried away by the rest of his family.
Blew his head off.
It took seven people to carry his body away. We were all congratulated after we had our first kills.
Congratulated.
That happened to have been mine. My company commander personally congratulated me, as he did everyone else in our company. This is the same individual who had stated that whoever gets their first kill by stabbing them to death will get a 4-day pass when we return from Iraq.
Okay, so you're getting the idea that his superior told all those that were a part of his battalion that the first person that stabs these innocent Iraqis, by the way, they're called insurgents to you and me because they had a cast into our minds that they needed to be dealt with, but you're about ready to find out that they were not insurgents at all. They were, in fact, disarmed people protecting their families. Okay? And don't throw your garbage at me without saying it to me. If you want to call in and do that, please do. But first, know what you're talking about. 1-866-582-9933. So we just heard from this young man that his superior said, you get a 4-day pass. He told the battalion, you'll get a 4-day pass concerning the first person that stabs somebody to death. This is the face of corruption in your government that you are tolerating, friends. I didn't say it. Hey, friends. This young man just told us this, didn't he? John Michael Turner. We're going to come back. I got some more video, audio I want to play for you. Quite shocking, isn't it?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anybody indignant yet concerning what's going on here? Because what we did back after September 11th, friends, is attacked an innocent nation. And don't give me none of this, George Bush made the right call. George Bush, which, by the way, we played this on the radio, as did we play the audio on and video on social media platforms. But we also played the video and the audio of him declaring that there was no weapons of mass destruction. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. So all those that want to justify the unjustifiable, and of course I know who you are, you're today's conservatives. But you weren't there. Well, Bradley, neither were you. No, you're right. I wasn't. That's exactly why I'm bringing these Iraqi veterans to your face and to your ears. So you can see and hear as to what this war was all about. And you can rest assured the same thing's going on in Iran, the same thing's going on over in that of Syria. And it's going to continue on until the American people take heed to the warning of General Eisenhower from January 17, 1961, concerning who makes money and who profits from war off the blood of our boys. So let me do this. Let me bring you over to Ethan McCord. He's an Iraq war veteran as well. And I want you to hear his experience, and I want you to hear as to how he was dealt with by his superiors, which are a representative of the corruption in our government. And again, let's go to his testimony and see what he has to say. This stuff is pretty mind-boggling, to say the least.
The first things I remember hearing was a little girl crying. And I knew that the cry was coming from the van that was there. And I ran up to the passenger side door with one of the privates who was with me, and we looked inside the van, and the private that I was with started vomiting and ran away because he couldn't bear to look at the children the way they were. What I saw was a little girl, she was probably about 4 years old, sitting on the bench seat with a severe belly wound and glass in her hair and in her eyes. She couldn't blink or close her eyes, and she was crying like it wasn't a pain cry. It was a cry that me having children, knowing that my daughter was the same age as this little girl, waking up from a horrible nightmare in the middle of the night, and it was almost blood curdling. Next to her, in the middle of the bench seat, half on the floorboard, with his head resting on the bench seat, was a boy about 7 years old. I immediately thought he was dead because he had a severe wound to the right side of his head. And in the driver's seat was who I assumed was the father, the way he was hunched over them in a protective manner. And he was completely destroyed. There was no way that he had survived. I grabbed the little girl out of the van, yelled for a medic, and we took her to the house that was directly behind the vehicle, where I took off my gloves, got water, and rinsed the wounds, checked for any exit wounds, other wounds that she might have had, and was picking glass out of her eyes with my hands so that she can blink. That's when in the video you can hear the medic say that there's nothing else we can do here. She needs to be evac'd. He takes the little girl and he runs her to the Bradley. I go back outside to the van, and I don't know actually why I went to the van. I thought that the boy was dead and the father was dead, but when I went back out there, the boy took a labored breath, and that's when I started screaming out that the boy's alive, and I picked him up in my arms and started running towards the Bradley with him, the whole time telling him, it's going to be okay, don't die, and at this point, he looked up at me, just for a split second, then his eyes rolled back into his head, and at that moment, I thought he had died in my arms. But I got him to the Bradley, and when I took him to the Bradley, my commanding officer, or my platoon leader, was there, and he told me that I needed to quit worrying about these MFing kids. And to go
MFing kids.
At the time, the only
innocent kids. Not to worry about these MFing kids.
Well, sitting on the rooftop.
You tell me what kind of people these are.
I could hear them firing the Hellfire missiles into houses. I saw the pictures of the families that were in these buildings. There were no armed men in these buildings. They were just families, women, children, who were killed. I got back to the FOB later that day, and I remember thinking to myself, I was like, there's no way that we did that. It had to have been the men on the corner. There was one guy who had an RPG and one guy who had an AK-47, and from being over there, you're like, okay, well, these guys are obviously insurgents if they have weapons, not knowing that these other men were cameramen. And what frequently happens in Iraq is if there's a person with a camera, people will come out of their homes and say, hey, look at me, this is what I have, put me on TV, put me on the news, make me famous, now pay me for my picture. There was no RPG rounds in the RPG. To me, my reaction is that I don't think that they were armed to fight us. They were just showing off for the cameramen that were there. But later on that night in the fog, while I was washing the blood of the children off of me, I couldn't really cope with it. I was having a hard time dealing
Listen
with
to
the
this.
Fact that we did that. The Apaches did that.
Our military killing
so
innocent kids.
I went to my staff sergeant who was in my line, in my chain of command, and I told him, I think I need to see mental health. I need to go talk to somebody because I'm having a hard time dealing with what I had just seen, what I witnessed, what I was a part of. And he laughed at me and told me to get to see a soldier.
Sorry for the expletives, but that's what he said.
So, you know, you kind of like, okay, well, there's nothing else I can do. So you just kind of do. You kind of suck it up. You push everything down. You bottle it up. But that anger and that rage sits inside you, and it gets to the point where it just bubbles over, and you get so angry that you start yelling at people who don't deserve it, family members, your privates, soldiers who are your brothers. And you know, that was just one incident, and I've been saying this for a long time, that was one incident of many that you guys got to see. Things like this happened almost on a daily basis in Iraq.
Killing innocent
it
children.
It may not have been an Apache. It could have been a Bradley. I saw a Bradley fire on a van load of children, nothing more than children, and watched the Iraqi police pull bodies out, pieces of children, and the whole time they're looking at us, shaking their heads. And, you know, it's
this is your...
That was one incident, but you guys can see from that one incident that we shouldn't be there. That we're over there and we're killing innocent people. These are people who are only trying to live their lives. And the best that they can during an occupation.
Okay, so you have that again, friends. Some people are saying it breaks my heart. Does it break your heart enough to stand up and put a stop to it? That's what I want to know. Does it break your heart enough to stand up and put a stop to this? 737 military bases. There's 162 countries. And it's still going on. We don't have the constitutional authority to police the world, friends. So why are we allowing corruption in government in partnership with the corrupt military-industrial complex continuously terrorize other nations? Because that's what they are. They're terrorists. That's exactly what they are. And without fail, every time the federal government, along with the military-industrial complex, wants to attack another nation, the first thing they do is they create the problem, they cast it into your minds that these are monsters that need to be dealt with. And I'm not saying some of them aren't. But I am saying, friends, more than not, they are not. They are just countries that they want to dominate to further their take on this global agenda that you all the well know has been going on for a long time. I know 50 years ago, everybody was talking about how it was a conspiracy theory. Folks, really? Can you say that today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We got Wes calling in from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. I just want to comment. I know time is very short. Very powerful segment that you played. Yes, my heart is broken. The only thing I can think to possibly add to what you're exposing here is, I'll tell you what, when 9/11 happened and everybody, I think the American people were angry.
Yep.
We're looking for a way to get revenge, in all honesty. But this segment in particular in the show today, at least to me, has... like, whoa, wait a second here. This is exactly what's happening with this COVID thing. The government is telling us what actions to take,
yep,
what to do, and
that's
they're wrong.
Yep.
And that's the first I've come to. Thank you for the time, sir.
Yep. And one more thing, Wes, with that. Thank you for the call. And they're trying to convince you that the non-vaccinated are the enemies. Folks, you better understand who they are. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.